What's up, you guys? I am Micah Folsom, and you're listening to the Do Your Crap podcast. I was overwhelmed, uninspired, and unfulfilled, and I knew there had to be a different way to do life. Turns out there totally is. And I found my calling in helping people learn and do the unsexy habits that build a legendary life. Each and every week, I'm going to help you bust through the crap that's holding you back and break down the simple habits and mindset shifts that will help you rock every aspect of your life. Are you ready to do the things that most people won't so that you can live the life that most people can't? Here we go. What's up, you guys, and welcome back to the Do Your Crap podcast. Last week's episode had so much awesome positive feedback. If you missed it, please go back and listen. It's all about the new year, new vision, new clarity around what you want, and how to actually allow yourself to dream again, to think bigger, to allow yourself to want more, all of those things that hold so many of us back. If you missed it, go back and listen. I had my guy Brad Bizjak on, and he brought so much value and so much wisdom. And I just want everybody to listen to that. It was incredible. Moving forward for this week, I'm going to try and keep it quick. Last week went a little bit long because we had so much to dig into. This week, I just want to talk specifically about one quote that actually Brad shares. So I work with him one-on-one. He's my mindset coach. So I get to help you guys, but I'm always learning and growing and evolving and trying to expand, because if I ever get stuck, then I have nothing else to share with you guys. And that will be like the worst day ever, right? So I'm working with him one-on-one, and one of his favorite quotes and one of the things that I've heard him say over and over and over, it actually comes from Tony Robbins, is trade your expectations for appreciation and your life changes in an instant. Now, I just got home from a family trip. We took our kids to Universal Studios and to Disney World. We went to Florida, and we decided that this year for Christmas, we want to really focus on memories. We want to really focus on experiences. That's what we cherish more than anything else. And I shared on my social, if you follow me, I shared how funny it is, because as a kid, I remember watching my aunt traveled all the time. They would go all of these exotic places and they would spend money on vacations. And I always thought it was the silliest thing. I was like, why would you even spend thousands of dollars on vacation when you literally have next to nothing to come home with? Like, you don't come home with anything tangible and whatever. Why wouldn't you put that money to something like tangible that you can have for a long time, that will kind of serve its purpose for more than just a few days? And I could not fathom how you could spend so much money on a few days of just experience. Like, that didn't make sense in my brain. And it's so funny, because now over the years, I cherish time with the people that I love. I cherish memories that we get to create, looking back through pictures about sweet, precious moments that are absolutely priceless, but would have never happened had we not taken that trip, or had we not had that family get together, or had that time together with the people that we are around. And so now, as a grown up, I value vacations and trips and family time and any sort of get together like over anything else. And so as JD and I were talking about Christmas, and it's just that same reoccurring theme of course the kids want a bunch of fluffy stuff and toys that will break the next day, and they just don't get it, right? They just are kids. But we're like, we really want to focus on memories and experiences. So that's what we decided to do this year. And we have baby number 5 due in March. So a couple more months. And we're like, we had to cancel all of our trips because of COVID in 2020. Why don't we try and plan something that we can do with as one more kind of four musketeer unit before the baby comes, and we're kind of stuck at home for a lot longer, right? Because I nurse and I'm basically attached to my babies for a year, and it just doesn't allow a lot of traveling, even though who knows what's going to happen this year. We might all be kind of tied down anyways, but that is what we decided to do, is go on this trip. So we booked it for New Year's Eve. We left on New Year's Eve. We were there for 5 days. We were at theme parks for 4 of the days, and our kids range from 2 to 11. And so going into this trip, we knew it was going to be stressful. We knew there were going to be hard days. We knew there were going to be tantrums and breakdowns and kids fighting. We knew that. And even knowing all of those things and knowing that it's not going to be your typical vacation, it's not going to be your typical relaxing, just put your feet up on the beach and enjoy time together. We knew theme park days were going to be long and exhausting and probably stressful trying to wrangle these littles. We still knew the value and wanted to create these experiences with our kids. And so when I heard Brad, so I had already booked this trip, right? When I heard Brad a couple of weeks ago share that quote from Tony Robbins, trade your expectations for appreciations and your life changes in an instant, it immediately made me think of this trip, because I'm like, oh my gosh, that is so true. Because if I go into this trip expecting for the kids to get along the whole time, everyone to just be obedient and happy and joyful and have so much fun every single day and be stress-free. If I had those expectations going into it, I would have been sorely disappointed when the kids started fighting, or when things got a little bit stressful, or when days started to feel long and our feet were hurting and the kids were whining and complaining. And you have those questions in your head, like, why are we even doing this? Why are we even doing this? This is so much work. But instead, thankfully, I had already shifted my perspective. And I'm not claiming to not have had any hard moments. I had some moments where I wanted to scream for a little bit and pull my hair out and be like, oh my gosh, this is not worth it right now in this moment. I had some of those moments. But even in the midst of that, I was able to just appreciate the days we had together, appreciate those small moments when the kids were all getting along, appreciate the magical look in Finley's eyes when she got off her first little roller coaster ride. And it's like, it's just that shift. It's just that shift in that lens that we get to live life through versus always expecting something and then always being disappointed when life doesn't deliver. Because I kind of hate to break it to you, but 9 times out of 10, life is not going to go the way that you expect it to. It's not going to go the way that you hope it's going to go. And when we live through the lens of appreciation instead of expectations, we learn to look for the good. We learn to look for the blessings. We learn to look for the lessons. And I talk about that a lot in every trial and every hardship and every failure and every negative, whatever you want to call it in your life, we can find blessings. We can find lessons. We can find the good. Things will keep happening to us until we learn why it's happening for us. Because everything in life is happening for us. And if we live from that victim mentality of always thinking that life is happening to us, and we keep having to go through these same trials and go through these same hardships, we're going to keep reliving them until we learn from them enough to grow through them. And then you can, and that's when you can really see clearly, oh my gosh, that is why it continued to happen. That is why I continued to experience this. I needed to grow. I needed to learn. I needed to see clearly. I needed to evolve. And that's why it was placed on my path over and over until I finally learned the lesson. So this is one thing that I want to really apply this year. And we're in this new year. We have this fresh perspective. We have this fresh lens. We have this book sitting in front of us with unfilled chapters, and we get to decide what we're going to do with these next 12 months. We get to decide how we're going to react and how we're going to respond to everything that life throws our way. This is one simple thing that we can apply that will completely shift our feelings, completely shift our energy, completely shift how we continue to develop and grow as humans. And I wanted to just share it with you because I got so much value out of it. So think about this in regards to your marriage, in regards to your business. Are you waiting for your spouse to show up in a certain way before you start to show up a certain way or before you start to make changes? Are you expecting your spouse to love you a certain way or do certain things, and you're just and you have these expectations of what it should look like or what it should feel like, and when it doesn't, you're disappointed and you're sad and you're just unhappy with where you're at. Try to shift your expectations to appreciation. What in your marriage can you appreciate right now in this moment? Quick time out from the show to let you know that I am looking for the next women that I'm going to mentor on my team. This is within Team Beachbody. We get to lock arms together. I get to be your mentor, building a business, working on your health goals, and empowering others. So if you are someone who would love to get healthier, who loves prioritizing working out and eating well and sharing your story on social media and being a light and uplifting others, and would love a way to make extra income, even if it's alongside a full-time career or in the cracks of motherhood, whatever it is, you can build this in a way that feels best to you. So if you want to work with me closely to grow as a person, to become a better mother, to become a better wife, to become a more empowered human being, that is literally what we do every single day. And if you follow me on social media, you already know what we do as coaches. You already know what it looks like to be a successful coach, because that's what I share, just my life. And that is what I do. And I would love to help more women have an opportunity to literally transform your health, transform your mindset, transform your community of people that you're surrounded with, and be able to transform your financial opportunity with this business. I can't wait to chat with you. If you want some more info about it, go to MicahFolsomFit.com/transformyourlife. Put in your email. I will be able to send you all of the nitty gritty deets. And if you want to chat one-on-one with me, I am an open book. Ask me all the questions. Tell me your fears. Tell me your reservations. Ask me if you'd be a good fit. I will be honest with you. I can promise you that. So shoot me a message at Micah Folsom Fit and we can chat there. I cannot wait to work with you. What does your spouse do that you absolutely love? What does your spouse do that you appreciate more than anything else that maybe you've just learned is the norm and you just kind of breeze through those things and you don't even really stop to be grateful for them anymore because you're just so used to it? If we can focus on those things that we appreciate, that the good will expand and we'll see more of it, we'll feel more of it. And consequently, your spouse will probably start to do more of the things that you love and appreciate because you're expressing those things to them as well. In your business, maybe you're not where you want to be at this point in your business. Maybe you keep saying, oh, I should be at this place. Oh, I should be this far ahead. I should be making this amount of money. I should have this many clients by now. Instead of being disappointed in where you expected to be at this point, how can you be appreciative of where you're at? Appreciative of the journey that you've been on, appreciative of the lessons that you've had to go through, of the trials that you've had to overcome, appreciative of the failures because of what they've taught you, appreciative of the journey that still lies ahead and all of the growth potential that you still have to unleash and the person that you get to become as you continue to strive towards your goals. If you can be appreciative in the moment, instead of always wishing for more, wanting more, expecting more to be there, you are going to show up with such a different energy and it will bring different results. I can promise you that. in motherhood. Oh my heaven's sakes. This one is like, this was a reminder for me, right? How can we be appreciative of our children today? Not when they're out of this certain stage, not when they finally get along, not when they finally grow out of these funky, annoying things that they're doing right now. How many times do we get caught in that phase? Oh, when they're just through this stage. Oh, when they're just at this point. Oh, when they just stop doing this. Life will be so much easier. Life will be so much nicer. If we can appreciate their funny little quirks, their sweet little personalities, their curiosity, the way that they're headstrong and stubborn and so strong-willed, if we can help lead them on a solid path, those characteristics are going to serve them down the road. And yet how often as parents are we just like, gosh, what, you're so freaking stubborn. You're so strong-willed. Just go with the flow. But really in reality, those personality traits are going to serve them. So if we can just help them through these funny little stages and love them through it and appreciate the stages and appreciate how we can learn and grow with them, it'll completely shift how we show up as a parent as well. In our health, it's so easy to be like, I'll be happy when I lose 30 pounds. Oh, I've been working so hard and I've still only lost 5 pounds. I'm so disappointed. I should be further along. I should be leaner now. I should have developed new habits. It shouldn't be this hard. All of this stuff, we just create this friction for ourselves all the time because we have these expectations. And when we don't meet them, we get frustrated, disappointed, and disgusted. And guess what that doesn't lead to? It doesn't lead to motivation, more excitement around staying on the journey, more commitment to the long haul. All of those things lead to wanting to quit, wanting to give up, wanting to just go binge, wanting to say, screw it, it's not working anyways. I'm just going to go have a bag of Doritos and a pint of ice cream. But when we lead with appreciation, it's going to completely shift how we feel, right? Maybe you aren't at your goal weight. Maybe you just started a week ago and you haven't lost a single pound. But guess what? You are so proud of yourself for making these choices. You are so proud of yourself for feeling so much more empowered in your body by being in control of your choices and your thoughts and being disciplined to wake up earlier and move your body. And you're loving how you're feeling by just getting started. If you're appreciative of the process and you're appreciative of this incredible body that gets to help you live life, if you're appreciative of those things, you're going to be much more likely to have self-love and to have just that appreciation for just you and the worth of who you are is going to drive you to stay on the path, stay on the journey, stay committed to your goals, stay committed to the process. Self-love is what generates positive behavior and positive choices. One thing I've learned as I've gone through this pregnancy is pregnancy is always funky. And I've talked about this. It's always funky because your body's changing. You're kind of like in this limbo of you're growing and you're like, why is it even worth it? I'm growing anyways and blah, blah, blah. But coming from personal experience, I feel so much better when I'm just taking care of me because that is what I do to love myself. When I'm kind of feeling in the dumps or I'm feeling a little bit sad or depressed or exhausted or tired or stressed, that's when I make crappy food choices. Completely, 100%. I'm an emotional eater. And that is why the nutrition program that I do has been such a game changer for me because it's helped me in so many ways. But it's an ongoing thing. It's not like once you figure it out, just because I know certain things doesn't mean I'm cured of those desires forever, right? But when I'm coming from a place of gratitude and appreciation of my body, I'm so thankful that I can grow this miracle child. I'm so appreciative of this healthy body that allows me to have children. I'm so appreciative of just feeling good through my pregnancy versus, oh my gosh, you look disgusting. Look at how much you've grown. Why don't you look like those other pregnant girls on Instagram that stay string bean and just have this cute little belly? Which thought process makes me want to go eat a healthy breakfast? Not the one where I'm comparing, feeling disgusted in my skin and disappointed in the way that I look. That makes me want to go have like a whole box of cereal, right? So if we come from a point of appreciation on our health journey, looking for things, even when you're not at your goal, even when you're not experiencing the results that you want, even when you're just getting started, what can you be appreciative of right now? If you can come from that thought process, you will continue to feel the excitement and feel optimistic about this path and this journey that you're on. You'll continue to look for the little wins. And it's those little daily wins. When you chose a veggie egg scramble over a bowl of cereal. When you chose this over that, you're going to feel empowered. That's a win. That is a yes, you go, girl. Celebrate it. It's one choice at a time. And when you're coming from a place of appreciation, you're going to be way more likely to make those good choices because you're going to feel positive and you're going to be looking for the good and you're going to see more good and then you're going to do more good versus the opposite, right? Or in your financial situation, if you're feeling stressed about your finances and you're always talking about your debt and you're always talking about how tight the budget is and you're always talking about how you always have more month left. What is it? More month than money. I can't remember how that saying goes. But when you're always talking about those things and you're talking about how things should be, or you expected to be making more money in your job, or you're expected to be further along, you're going to feel discouraged and disappointed and frustrated like 100% of the time versus coming from a place of appreciation, being appreciative that you even have a job in these uncertain times, being appreciative that you even have an opportunity to learn and to grow and to continue to evolve, being appreciative that you even have money to pay the bills. Be appreciative of all the things versus being disappointed in what you thought should be and aren't that way. Okay. So one more time, trade your expectations for appreciation and your life changes in an instant. I want you, as you go about this week, I want you to really be mindful of this. I want you to really look at the littlest things. What can you do to, instead of being disappointed in how things are, what can you do to appreciate where you're at in life? Appreciate your relationship. Appreciate your family members. Appreciate your business partners. Appreciate the people that you have in your life. Appreciate your current circumstances. What can you do to appreciate more and just see what starts to happen? Just see how it starts to shift, because it's a complete lens. It's a complete way of life. It's a complete way of seeing things. And as your vision for life changes, and as the way you see things change, the way you feel changes, the way you show up changes, the way your energy and everything you do changes. And guess what then changes? Results.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
And that's what we all want. But we try and skip all, we try and skip this entire process and we just want the results. So this is a simple little tweak that we can all put in play in every aspect of our life. And I promise you, it will completely shift how you feel. So let's make it a good week. If you have someone you want to share this with, send it their way. If you have a 15 second nugget you want to share on social, tag me on Instagram at Micah Folsom Fit. And we will see you back here next week. Bye, guys. Wrapping up another episode, and I just want to thank you for sticking around. Before you head out, I would love to hear from you. It would mean the world to me if you left this podcast a quick review wherever you're listening from. And if you got some nuggets from the message today, don't forget to share it with your friends, your team, and your Instagram story so that anyone else who needs it can find it too. And be sure to tag me at Micah Folsom Fit so that I can shout you out and share your page with my friends. Thanks for hanging. Now let's go take action on those goals and dreams, because if you can feel it in your heart and see it in your head, then you can hold it in your hand. So until next time, go do your craft.